evening. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts here tonight, accompanied here by DC Love. Hi, DC.
Hello, Mary. It's so nice to have you back with us.
I know. I'm so glad to be back.
Oh,
it's
we're glad.
It's been a while. I've missed you guys.
Everyone missed you. Gosh, this feels wonderful. So, you know, I think we may have some new callers, so maybe if you could tell everyone a little bit about you, and
okay.
Then Liz, okay?
Okay, not a problem. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath. I channel messages and work with a variety of card decks to bring messages through from spirit and the angels, and I'm also a Reiki master and ordained minister. I do private readings and offer several different options. I also offer numerology readings, which has been, like, really hot right now. Like, everyone wants to know what the benefits are. So the benefits is, of numerology is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose, and it's the bridge between who you are now and who you're meant to be and the potential to be. It also discusses, like, your karma, what you're here for, like, what are your lessons, your life lessons, and so on. So it's a really great way to get to know, like, what you're here for. So it's really amazing. And then while I'm at it, and you could also find me at my website at www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And my business is spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com. It's just a double E. And I'll introduce Liz as well. Liz is not here today, and she'll be back next week. Liz's sister is a proclaimed spiritual guru. She knows a little bit about a lot of things, metaphysical and spiritual. She's a Reiki healer and intuitive meditation coach, card reader, spiritual counselor, card deck creator, ordained minister, a radio host with us, a holistic center owner, and she also streams a live crystal singing bowl meditation every Tuesday night, which is so beneficial and has helped me with my healing recently. You know, I've been off the show for about 3 weeks now. So thank you, Liz. I love you. And you can find Liz on Facebook or Instagram at LizP11Love and on the Sacred Embers Network. How about you, DC?
Beautiful, Mary. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. It's all me. I've seen spirits from a very young age, and I just thought everyone did. The journey that I find myself on today started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirits sitting on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. And all of this propelled me forward to the path that I find I'm on today. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, as well as being published in their books. It's truly amazing. I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an animal communicator, a seer, a dream interpreter, a divine healer, and an ordained minister, and there's a few other things. But that's, you know, that's basically a little bit about me. I did have a previous background, and it was in law enforcement, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, and recently, last month on my birthday, my mom came in and joined my team as well. I had not heard from her since 2007, and she's been really verbal ever since. So my journey is a little crazy, but it works for me. That's enough, I think, about me, Mary. We have new callers.
Wow,
I don't want to scare
that's
them.
Beautiful.
Thank
that's
you.
Beautiful,
well, I do
though.
Have a message for this evening. We have Jesus with us, And here's the message. Dearest beloved ones, each of you are precious beings of light that were born into this world with a very important purpose to fulfill. You are not alone. Your Creator's love accompanies you on your journey. Celebrate the wonder that each day holds and do whatever brings joy to your heart. Connect with the universal wisdom deep within yourself and become filled with all the secret treasures that you possess. Allow them to surface and inspire you through love. Be prepared for the miracles and magic that await you. Beloved, you are worthy of all that you are seeking, for what you are seeking is already seeking you. You can manifest all that you desire. Choose the path of least resistance and just go with the flow. Everything is unfolding as you connect with your inner joy. Allow your soul to lead the way and have faith that you are following your higher calling. Live life to the fullest and remain focused on the journey ahead as you fulfill your destiny. Each day, fully, live each day and be grateful for all that you have attained. Today is all we have. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is God's gift. That's why we call it the present. And your future depends on what you do today, beloveds. Life is the most precious gift you've ever been given. Mindfully embrace each day with love and keep moving in a positive direction. Create the life of your dreams. Embrace that you are blessed by God's grace. Welcome the divine blessings that are coming your way. These blessings are leading you to your divine destiny. Dearest beloveds, I love you. Your journey awaits you, Jesus. And with that being said, I actually connected with Jesus the other day while I was taking a walk. Some of you have, seen the picture that I posted. I went for a walk, and it was in the afternoon. It was a beautiful sunny day, and I heard, look up in the sky. The eye of God is what I saw, and then I heard, the eye of God is watching over you and all of humanity. And then I heard, well, take a picture. So I did, and as I took that picture, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that is an amazing eye. It looks so beautiful. And then I heard, I'm watching over you now and forever. I am your constant companion. I will keep you from all harm and command my angels to protect you in everything you do. Relax. I've got this. I'm always in control, no matter the circumstance. Be still and know that I am God. So that was the incredible message that I received when I went on a little walk the other day, Mary.
Wow, that's beautiful. And you know, every time Jesus comes through, I'm always crying. So, and he came through to me as well. And he was like, you can do the show. Go outside and ground and you'll come back. We did a meditation together. When I came back out of meditation, out of my nap, I just felt like so vibrant. And he was just like, just go outside and ground. And you, when you come back, you'll be ready. And just like he said, I am. Thank you. That was beautiful.
And, you know, Mary, as you were saying, he's just letting you know and all of us that we are his masterpieces. Each of us. We are
so
unique,
so
and we are all part of that beautiful, great I am. And he's saying, Mary, all of you, you are so amazing and you are so needed, and each of you are perfectly imperfect. And you often do not realize how amazing you are and how you help others, during your daily life. So I was getting before the show tonight we have a little bit more angels with us. I feel like we have a divine entourage. And these beautiful angels, Mary, are going to help us, and help our beautiful callers to see the amazing light within us. Okay? And I was hearing, allow your divine light to shine brightly. And, allow it to shine with everyone you meet. And you do that, Mary. You every time you meet someone, you shine your light. So he, with the angels, and the angels are saying, we're here tonight to help each of you to shine your light within. That beautiful light is a blessing from God, beloveds. He and the angels are here to ignite that flame within. And we're going to use it to help ourselves, and then we're going to use it to help others. And we are here tonight, with angel answers to help you to ignite the sacred ember of your soul in the light of love. So those
are
the messages.
Beautiful.
Thank you. And it's so wonderful to have you back. My goodness.
Yes, I know. It's been so long. So I pulled a card for the collective, as I normally did. And the card that came out from the Angel Prayers Oracle card was study and learning, which that's what we're all doing, right? And it says, thank you, angels, for allowing me to see that every day is a learning day. And it is. I mean, as light workers that we are, and everyone, we're always learning every day. We can never stop learning. Like, there's always something new to learn and look for. And the angels are here to say that you are a lifelong learner. For thousands of years, your soul has traveled this universe learning what life is all about. Your angels are now asking you to see the learning experiences and the challenges that you are facing in your life. Ask yourself, what is this teaching me? As you meditate on this question, be aware of any thoughts or flashes of intuition that are brought to you. They are your soul teaching you what you need to know. Every day is another opportunity to learn, as I mentioned. Every day.
Beautiful.
And I'll post this on the Sacred Embers and on my page as well.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and then the next card on the deck, on that same deck, is new beginnings, and that's what we're doing right now. Like, a lot of us are going through new beginnings with this, you know, all these changes that are going on. So, you know, just go for it and tell the angels, thank you. Thank you. I am ready.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. So, that's absolutely beautiful. That's totally amazing.
Yeah, so do you want to start taking callers? Because we have
a couple of
new callers. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
that would
be wonderful,
back.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Area code 940, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Sharon.
Shannon?
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Hi. Well, I just mostly wanted to see what the angels had to say.
Okay,
well, that's a great place to start, Sharon. It's very nice to connect with you.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know what you've been doing, but I'm getting you're manifesting your desires. And doing so, you're creating your own reality, okay? Have you been working spiritually with anything? Because I do feel like you're connecting with your higher self and going forward towards freedom that you've been, you know, wanting.
Yes. Yeah, well,
you're doing an amazing job. I'm feeling that you're an amazing manifester, and it feels so good. The angels are saying to you, just, you know, stay on that path, keep going, you know, and as in the message, you know, you're never alone. You always have that divine assistance with you, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
I am getting, of course, it would be good for you to open yourself up to the higher, you know, to the higher power, and that power is within you, and allow that higher power to guide you. And that's going to help you to connect with the inner awareness that you have and make the changes that are needed for you to serve your higher purpose. And I really feel like you are beginning to understand your journey. You are beginning to understand who you are. And I don't know what you do creatively. You have amazing energy. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
And you're going to transform your life, but you're going to transform the lives of others in so many beautiful, positive, uplifting ways. Okay?
Awesome.
So I was just saying, wow. And it's almost like, I feel like, you know, like Archangel Raziel is with you because he's our magician angel, and you're sort of a magician yourself, the way you manifest. Okay? I think you're doing something absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm seeing everything that you're accomplishing, and You have a very strong energy, and I feel like Archangel Ariel is with you, helping you to stay on course as well and to go forward. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I'm getting big, big changes, not small changes. Big changes are happening in your life. I do feel like this is almost like the end of a cycle, and you're ready to start another cycle of your life.
Yes.
So do you feel that as well?
I do feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel something like, wow, something amazing. But you're almost like closing a door and you're waiting for another one to open. And while you're waiting, this is a time to go within, and this is a time to reflect, get rid of anything that no longer serves you, anything that may be holding you back, releasing what you do not need. And, you know, looking forward to what's coming for you. Don't dwell on the past, okay?
Okay.
I feel like you're almost like a phoenix rising, you know? You're being reborn from the ashes, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, yeah. It totally does.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing an incredible job. You should be very proud
Thank
of yourself.
You.
Yeah, I just,
Thank you.
Wow, I was, you know, getting, I'm like, wow, she's doing something incredible. Do you do anything spiritually?
Well, yes, and it's funny that you brought up Archangel Ariel, because I went, you know, to a metaphysical shop that I've been wanting to go to, and I purchased a bracelet, you know, and it has stones that are supposed to encourage intuitiveness. And on the way up, Ariel and Uriel and Oriel to be with me, and I could really feel that they were with me, like it was really nice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Beautiful. You're doing a wonderful job. Yeah, and okay. Mm-hmm. You take time to just meditate in silence, because I feel like, you know, when you're sitting, you know, quietly, it could be, you know, laying on the bed before you go to sleep, or just laying there, sitting there, closing your eyes. I almost feel like you could feel the angels around you.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you have any dreams or visions, but I feel like the angels have been giving you a lot of messages. And I'm just getting, you know, it's time to start, like, just feeling and, you know, feeling more and thinking less, okay?
Okay.
Just open your heart up to all of the beautiful unconditional love that is around you. I feel like maybe in the past had been maybe some kind of a hurt there, some kind of, you know, some kind of like emotional fear, maybe some hurt or something. And it's sort of like you closed your heart a little bit, because it's almost like an emotional defense, okay? And we have Mother Mary and we have Archangel Michael. Now, Archangel Michael is like a big protective angel, and he's saying that he's stand by you. There's nothing to worry about, okay?
Okay.
And when we open up to, you know, to all that love, people can get to know the real person that we are, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
And as you're doing that, as I said before, you are truly protected, okay? There's nothing to worry about. So,
okay, awesome.
What I'm getting, please, you know, just let go, let God release the need to, you know, to try to control everything. Instead, just relax. And when we do that, you're going to see how things can manifest a little bit more quickly, okay?
Okay.
And I don't know if you've been praying, but I'm getting, you know, what you've been asking for, you know, your prayers have been answered. But we've got to let go of the need to, you know, sort of like tell the divine how you want them to be, you know, how you want it to manifest.
Yes.
We've just got to let go and know that, you know, it's going to come. And the more that you relax, the faster everything is going to happen for you. Okay?
Okay.
So just have faith and trust, okay? And just, you know, instead of, like, you know, overthinking things, just try to listen to your heart, okay?
Okay,
that
thank you.
I have for you. I hope it made sense. And I'm going to turn you over to Mary. And I thank you for calling in this evening. God bless.
God bless.
Wow. DC, I have to say, and Sharon, she took the words out of my mouth. Actually, Archangel Raziel came through on a card for you, and then open your heart, Archangel Shamuel, and DC mentioned to open your heart. So it was just like, I was just like over here like, thank you, angels.
Oh,
that's
so beautiful.
I have
to read the card for you because just like DC said, you're coming into your gifts and talents, and calling in Archangel Raziel is going to help you channel your gifts, you know, and bring in your spiritual gifts. And like DC said, he's the magician, and I'm just getting like chills, like, yes, tell her that.
Awesome.
So I need to read from the book for you. It says, your spiritual gifts and talents are starting to come into alignment at this time. Whether you realize it or not, you have the special ability to inspire others through your own personal achievements, goals, and lessons. Ask yourself how you can pass on any of your lessons to others in a gentle and supportive way. Also, be aware as your psychic and intuitive abilities are strengthening. The angels are preparing your energy to help you share. Whether you are a natural intuitive psychic, a dancer, a writer, a yoga teacher, or whatever, you have the natural ability to connect with spirit because you are spirit. You were also born with talents and gifts. You may not see them, but that doesn't mean they aren't there. Pay attention over the next few weeks to anyone asking you to show them something or help them with problems that you've already overcome in your life. Okay, so I'm really, really, like, chilled from head to toe. So that means that, like, an emphasis on this. People are going to come to you for help. And it's something that you've overcome in your life, whether it has to do with love, whether it has to do with something else. It's something that you're going to help people with. And it says, you have spiritual gifts coming into alignment, and Archangel Raziel wants to help you channel them. Go for it. And Raziel's name means
beautiful.
Secrets of God. And he is the angel who is most like a yoga guru. He's mastered all the secrets of spiritual growth and the universal laws. So if you're interested in using the law of attraction and to develop as a clairvoyant, Raziel is the angel who can most support you to do that. So call on him to guide you on your spiritual journey.
Oh, I will.
To align
Thank
your
you.
Mind, body, and soul. Yeah, that was so beautiful. And then the other card, I was looking at it. As DC was saying, and it's open your heart, and it's Archangel Shamuel, and it says, thank you, Shamuel, for removing the barriers around my heart. So what a beautiful reading. I am so excited.
Oh,
you're going to have to give
that
us a call.
Is very
let
beautiful.
Us know, like, oh. And I was just making notes, and one thing that came up while DC was giving you the reading was like visualizing, what it is that you want to manifest. And like DC said, right, then let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to like visualize it in our minds and then just let it go. So I just wanted to say that. That was the only note that I had. But beautiful reading.
Very beautiful. Thank you.
Please stay in contact with us and let us know.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, have a good night.
All right,
you
y'all too. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Sharon.
God
Take care,
you.
Hun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was
beautiful,
Mary.
Yes.
Goodness.
Oh, my gosh, so in sync. As you're saying, Raziel is the card that fell out, I was like, oh, my gosh. And then the heart card was the one in the bottom. I'm like, oh, wow, I love it. I love it. It's so amazing. So you ready for the?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes.
Okay. So let's see. My phone, I'm working on my phone and my computer at the same time, and it's just, like, a little slow. It's lagging.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay,
we're
going to
go with the flow here. We can't, we can't control everything.
Okay. Here we go. Area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi. My name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Welcome.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
I do. I've spoken to you before, and you gave me such a great reading. And it was along the lines of career and developing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I just kind of want an update because I've taken action
mm-hmm.
on that. And
yeah,
I'm just wondering what my guides, if they can steer me in the right direction now.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll
yeah,
see what
that's
DC gets, and then I'll pick you up.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, this is DC, Crystal. It's great to connect with you.
You too.
Okay. Okay. In regard to career, okay, I'm being shown like pieces of a puzzle, and everything seems to be falling into place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm hearing like positive changes are coming. Okay, and sort of like answer the call, you know, when these changes come. Are you seeking different employment?
You know what I'm doing? What I'm really doing is this is going to be my retirement job / life. And
right.
Like you were saying earlier in this program about the message of Jesus, you know, find what it is
uh-huh.
within yourself and let it out and do it. And, you know, that's what I'm trying.
Okay. That's beautiful. I mean, that's absolutely awesome. Okay. And when you said that, Archangel Michael stepped forward and he's saying, Crystal, you can do this. You are ready to do this and you're ready to go forward and to live the life of your dreams. Okay.
Hmm.
So this mm-hmm. is a time but to really think about moving forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're so needed in the world, and I'm getting, you know, maybe you've been thinking about it for a while, but now is the time to really start, you know, moving forward, taking like a little bit of action. I'm seeing four-leaf clovers all around you, and I'm hearing that you're really creative.
Yes.
Okay. So I feel like with the creativity that you have, that could actually open doors to prosperity for you.
That's interesting because most times being creative is not a steady paying job. So
do what you love,
you know,
and the money will follow. You know, that's what I'm hearing for you. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
I sort of feel like, you know, there's a little bit of fear there, maybe a little bit of procrastination because you're not certain that the money can always be there, okay? But Archangel Michael is with you, and he's saying, my beloved, I am walking with you, and I'm giving you the courage and the strength to really make the changes that need to be made. So you are going to have to, you know, go beyond your comfort zone a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And I'm seeing that, you know, you're going to do something that you love. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to be okay financially. It's going to be good. Okay. And the work that you do is appreciated, I'm hearing, and you will be rewarded for what you do. Okay. I'm hearing like opportunities. And I'm getting, you know, this is your time. I keep hearing this is your time. Okay, so I feel like you've got to be a little bit more confident in yourself is what I'm being shown. And I'm hearing believe
mm-hmm.
in, you know, divine timing is what I'm, you know, getting. And I see an entourage of angels that are with you. They're saying,
mm-hmm.
Crystal, you have the innate skills. You have the talents. You have the abilities. Now you have to have faith and trust in yourself. And where your angels are going to guide and assist you. But you've
mm-hmm.
got to surrender any worries or fears that you have to the angels. And they're going to transmute all of that and bring in healing. And, you know, as you're doing this, you're going to feel, wow, I am really divinely, you know, guided as I, you know, live my soul's mission and I serve my life purpose, okay?
Yes.
And I'm also hearing that you're a very hard worker, you're very determined, and you're going to have the rewards that you truly deserve. you are going to be, I see a cornucopia, you're going to be blessed with the fruits of your labor, okay?
Okay.
Well, you're going to have to make a little bit of a plan. It's not, you know, but you're going to be able to do that. You're going to have everything that you need, in fact, to do that. And Archangel Michael, he's just saying he'll be there with you, but you're the one that's going to have to take that leap of faith. And that leap of faith is going to start with a vision, okay? You may even suddenly have these, you know, beautiful dreams about what you want to do and see it happening, okay?
Okay,
so
because I've been looking,
I would suggest,
yeah, I've been, go ahead.
Okay. I would suggest that you have a notebook bedside, and every night before you go to bed, put the intention out there to, you know, give you some information in regard to this new path that you're going to be on. And just surrender and, you know, just receive the guidance that will be coming through. At first, it might be a couple words here and there, maybe a sound, maybe a color. But everything is going to come together like pieces of a puzzle.
Interesting.
Okay? And my dog
comes
in from the other side. She was with me my whole journey. I started this mission. She said, girlfriend, you are so lucky. All I have to say to you is anything is possible right now, okay? And she's saying, you've got to really get, you know, get yourself excited. Get out of that rut that you're in, you know? And she's saying, you've got to get out of that comfort zone and allow yourself to be filled with the passion, you know? So she's saying that, you know, she likes your energy. You're a straight shooter. She loves, you know, the way you do things. And she's just showing me that, you know, you're going to have an amazing journey, but you've got to believe, you know, you've got to believe in yourself. And she's saying, don't be afraid to try something new. Okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
She's saying, You've got to try it, she's saying, you know. And once you do, you're going to see how exciting, you know, new things can really be. Okay, she's saying, it might not, you know, seem right at first. It might seem a little weird, she's saying, but don't worry, because once you start to relax and you have a little bit more fun, everything is going to be amazing. So she's showing me that you're going to enjoy this new venture. You might be learning something new that you're going to use, but there's nothing to worry about, okay? So please don't, you know, don't be worried. And she's just like saying, oh, my gosh, she should never be worried because this is amazing. Okay, she's giving me one more message, and then I'm going to turn you over to Mary. Okay, and she's already telling you, girlfriend, you've got this. And she's saying, you know what, I'm going to give the spoiler alert. She loves to give spoilers alerts. And she's saying, the angels are already congratulating you. They're so proud of the job that you've been doing. And, you know, you're a hard worker. You're very talented. The rewards are waiting for you. I see prosperity. I see opportunities. I see wealth. And she's saying, things may happen, like, really suddenly. So don't let that, you know, scare you. Okay? Things may, you know, just, oh, my gosh, open up. I'm getting, like, I see, like, a floodgate opening. And it may open that fast, okay?
Okay.
So believe in yourself. Her message is just believe in yourself. And when you do, she's saying you're going to see that the universe can never run out of what you are wanting. And she's saying, and I just want to let you know, there is no wish that you could have that would ever be too big.
Okay.
Okay, so that was Ginger, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless, Crystal.
You too.
Wow, Crystal.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I have a similar message because you have choices, and I just wanted to reiterate, like, what DC mentioned, like, remembering that when we do what we love, it's not a job, it's our life's purpose, right? So, like, what DC and I and all the light workers do, this is our passion, this is our life's purpose, so it's not a job, it's just we love helping people. So, and another thing that I wrote down as she was saying it was the dream journal. So I've gotten a lot of ideas through dreams and even like through meditation walks. You know, I take meditation walks and always have like, you know, like a little note. Well, if you have your phone, then, you know, you could write it on your notes. But like ideas are just going to pop in. Like I feel that's what's going to happen to you. Like it was happening to me, like either through dreams or through like walking. And then you hear them. You hear your angels and your guides, you know, telling you what they want you to work on or the ideas. And then I picked two cards for you from the Ask Your Guides. The divine, the higher self came up and it says, you're faced with many choices and you aren't sure what to do. Life is an endless stream of choices and doing what's best is never a simple thing. Fortunately, your higher self can help you resolve these difficult decisions, especially if you're willing to let some of the balls you juggle drop to the wayside for now. The key to making the best choices is to simply follow your heart, like I said, and attend only to what you care about right now. Focus on priorities that feed your spirit and don't become overwhelmed by the demands and expectations of others. And that's a beautiful message that kind of confirms what DC mentioned. And then I picked a postcard from Spirit for you, and it said, dear Sue, a rigid tree branch breaks under strong winds, yet flexible seaweed survives powerful ocean swells. Right now, we gently remind you that being flexible is a good choice when faced with life challenges. Surrender your fixed ideas to Spirit, who knows what is in your highest good and can deliver to you what you need in the appropriate form. In this moment, rather than fighting or being too sure of your way working out, be a little looser and allow for another outcome. Compromise can be the best way forward if you are to learn new ways of doing and seeing. Stay aware, curious, and teachable. Take life on life's terms. Your purpose may push you in a direction not on your map to tow. Let it be so flexible that no storm can uproot you. In the end, you will still be rooted in the world in abundance, and you will indeed experience the beauty that is all yours. We love you so much. Oh, my gosh. I'm chilled from head to toe, Crystal. That was beautiful.
I love you. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, and it opens so many doors because I was looking for a salaried position, and as you were speaking, I thought, you know, maybe I just should do this myself as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I feel like the ideas are just going to, like, that's how spirit works, right? Somebody's going to, you're going to be talking to somebody, like, to us, and it just, like, that's the inspiration. There you go. Like, you know, that was brought in just by the message. The angels brought that to you, you know, and that those are the notes that, you know, we want you to keep, like, those little notes where you're getting these ideas. And, you know, just do it. I see nothing but great stuff for you, you know, and abundance. I mean, you saw the message from Spirit, pure abundance for you, you know, and it's not where you're thinking of going, just, you know, it's not on your map. So be flexible, as it says, you know, and abundance is all for you. You know, it's just amazing.
Okay.
I love all these readings. Oh my gosh, I'm glad to be back. Super amazing.
It's awesome. Oh, it truly is, Mary.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Crystal.
Oh,
yes,
thank
and
you
stay
so
in
much,
touch.
Mary.
Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah, stay in touch for sure.
You do, and I will start that dream journal tonight, and I'll let you know what happens.
And
yes,
when you wake up in
course.
The morning, Crystal, keep your eyes closed for 1 to 2 minutes so that you can recall what you know, what is important in the dream.
Right.
Put your eyes immediately. Give it at least a minute, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All righty. Take care.
Yes. You too. Love you. Thank you.
Love you,
love
too.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye.
Hey, bye.
How beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful readings, beautiful, beautiful callers.
Yes, oh my gosh, and so in sync.
Yes, oh my, yes.
Okay, are you ready for our next caller?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Area code 954, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Mary, and I wondered if you had any messages from my loved ones this evening.
Well, Mary, this is DC, and I'm hearing parents. That's the first thing I heard when you said this is Mary. I heard parents. Do you have parents that are in spirit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because they're coming through, and they're sending you so much love. And I just, you know, I'm seeing big, beautiful hearts. They're handing you these beautiful hearts. They're very loving. Let's see if I can get a message. But that was the first thing I was hearing, parents. So that was, they wanted to come, you know, they wanted to come in, so I'm so happy you called. And I'm getting, you know, so many, I'm hearing like so many beautiful memories.
Oh, yeah.
You've had so many beautiful memories. And they're going to walk beside you, and they're going to help you to, you know, to keep going forward. Okay, so your parents are great communicators, and they want you to keep, you know, to keep going and, you know, and living the life that you truly deserve is what I'm getting. But I oftentimes see you like looking back, you know, nostalgically, and thinking of maybe days gone by.
Oh yeah.
And they're asking you, you know, to really, you know, to keep going and know that they are with you, you know, and their love is with you as well to help you to do everything that you want to do, okay? So just keep going. Okay, just want to see what I'm getting. Is there a significant birthday coming up for yourself or someone around you?
April. I have a cousin who has a birthday in May.
Okay.
And when it comes to my yes. My aunt's birthday was May 1st, and we were very close.
Okay. I'm hearing birthdays, like significant birthdays. And I'm also feeling like I think it's your dad. But he sort of, like, does things to make you laugh, and he just loves when you laugh. He's saying, it makes him feel good when you laugh. So I don't know, like, what you've found funny lately, but I'm getting,
that's
you know, I love to see her laugh.
Yeah. Things haven't
and now as I'm talking to you, your mom is saying she doesn't drink enough of water.
Oh, but I do. I drink lots
of water. I don't. Are you eating anything salty, though? Because I do feel like a little bit parched.
You know? I do drink a lot of water.
The salt may be dehydrating is what I'm getting. Okay? So just be careful because, I do myself, I feel very parched as well. And that's what they're showing me. Your dad... He's trying, like, do you see, like, little things that you just find in your path because he's saying, I leave her little gifts?
Not really.
It could be as simple as a tiny little feather, a penny. Like, he could do what the angels are doing, but I feel like he leaves you something. Maybe there's something, like, around the house that is just, like, out somewhere that you didn't, you know, remember leaving it or something. But he's saying, I do leave her gifts, you know? So maybe when you think about that, okay? Okay.
Yeah, around.
Okay, let me see what else he's showing me. And he's saying, you know, you've got to make sure that you promise that you're going to have some good times. And, you know, having fun is a necessity. It's not a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you having enough fun?
Yeah, it's quite sunny most of the time here, so. I'm in and out of it.
Okay, because he's saying you have to have fun. Having fun, yes. He's saying you've got to have fun. It's, you know, it's not a luxury. And he's saying, I wish you would see yourself the way we see you and realize that you are part of something bigger than yourself. He's saying sometimes you hold on to, like, negative self-limiting beliefs. And he's saying you have more control of life than you realize.
Mm.
But I'm also getting at times you don't listen to your inner guidance. And he's saying that would help you, you know, immensely.
Okay.
Okay, what else is he showing me? And it's sort of like he's showing me, hon, that your plate is, like, filled with things that you have to do. It's like he's saying your plate is running over, you know?
Yeah, I'm very doing a lot of work, a lot of different things.
That's what he's showing me, like, yeah, and that's why probably he wants you to have, if you can, a little bit more fun, because you are doing a lot of work, and you're doing quite a bit, and you need a little bit more balance, you know?
No.
Let me see. Okay, what is he showing me? Okay. I mean, I just see him walking with you, and he's there, and he's helping you, and your mom is there too. They're both, you know, always there trying to give you signs. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see. Get one more thing. Okay, and I just see, you know, I see them, like, they watch you when you're waking up in the morning. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there, like, little birds outside? Because I'm hearing, like, little birds chirping.
Yeah, there's a big nest and new little starlings. They make a very little chirping sound.
I'm hearing beautiful little birds. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Do you put music on, like, a soft, gentle music? Because I sort of hear, I can hear, like, something, like, in the background. It sounds like some gentle music, peaceful music.
I should play some gentle music, or?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not, because I was hearing, like, music in the background. I mean, that would probably help, be a great way to start your day, you know?
Yeah, I try to play a lot of old hymns. And
yeah, that's beautiful.
Live.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're with you in the morning, like, as you're starting your day, hon. And they just want to, you know, to remind you that every day is truly a gift, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm hearing, like, you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Are you worried about, like, finances?
Well, that's one concern, yes, but I have numerous concerns right now.
Okay, because your dad is saying finances.
That's
okay.
One of them.
Yeah.
A big
okay.
One.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing solutions are coming, but you have a lot of anxiety. And your dad is saying you're holding on to things for far too long, okay? And it's almost like the way he's showing me, it's almost like you're in survival mode.
Yeah, kind of.
And he's saying, with all that anxiety, you cannot, you know, truly resolve things. It can only make things worse, you know. So he's asking you to just ease up a little bit, you know, let go and let God call upon the angels, let them come in. And he's saying, you know, this is a time now. This is a time of new possibilities for you, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to be open up to all the good that, you know, is wanting to come your way, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and he's saying just keep going. And, you know, everything that you do, you know, does not go unseen. And you are so appreciated for what you do. And you're going to see rewards for all the good that you've done.
Really?
Yeah. That's what he's saying, you know. Allow yourself to shine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just become who you're meant to be, because you are truly amazing.
Okay.
The last message that I'm getting from your dad, he's the one that wants to talk the most, is make a wish upon a star. Did you do that when you were little?
Lots of times.
Okay, well, that's what he's asking me to do. He's saying, please make a wish upon a star and just be optimistic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have. I hope that helped you. I'm going to turn you over to Mary Hunt. God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi, Mary. Your dad came through, and that's the card, as DC was bringing him on, that's the card that came out, and it says, I'm here helping you, and then there's a rainbow, and then there's the sun, the sky. So I feel like he's leaving you messages, like in, like if you look at the clouds, I mean, I'm a cloud watcher myself, and I see so many things in the clouds, like faces. I see my dad. So I feel like he wants me to tell you that to look upon the clouds and look upon the rainbows that are coming your way. Like there's good things, like I'm getting so chilled. There's rainbows coming your way. It's just beautiful. And look upon the clouds because that's where he's going to show himself or give you messages because that's how my dad comes along and all my other guides. And he wants me to read the message for you. It says, I'm not technically an angel, but I am acting like one to you. My spiritual growth continues on even though I no longer carry physical burdens around. One way that I grow is through loving and selfless service to others, and that includes you. Too many times during my earthly life, I acted selfishly out of misguided belief that there wasn't enough of this or that to go around. I competed with others, including you, to get my ego and physical needs met. Now that I'm here, I realized what a colossal waste of time and energy that was. So I'm balancing out my old selfish ways with my new and improved energies that are completely focused on selfless giving. When you accept my gifts, you allow me to accomplish this, and you therefore are giving back to me as I grow and learn. Oh, that's beautiful. So he wants to give you his selfish, like his old, he's giving you all this new and improved energy, and by you completely focusing on being selfless yourself, he in turn is like learning his lesson there, you know, and learning as well. So that's beautiful. And look out, look in the sky because he's definitely like leaving you messages. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Mary. Make sure you give us a call back and let us know, you know, what were the messages.
Yes, thank you both, ladies. Have a good
week. Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Same to you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was. So we have 7 minutes. We have room for one more caller since I should have mentioned this in the beginning of the show. We only had a 1 hour since it's my first week back, and I just wanted to come in slowly and take my time, you know, coming back. So I'll just log in the numbers that are on queue for next week, and we'll pick you up first next week. So I apologize for not mentioning that earlier, but you know, it's going to end at 8 o'clock the show, but stay on so I can record your numbers. So let's see what I'm being guided to pick up. Okay, area code 415, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hi, you have a bad connection.
Is this better?
Oh, yes, it is. What's your name?
Anne?
Oh, my gosh, I can barely hear you. It's
can we have your first name again, hon?
Anne.
Okay,
Anne?
Yeah,
okay.
Now we can hear you, Anne.
Okay.
How can we help you this
perfect.
Evening?
Well, I just moved a week ago.
Okay.
So I'm using, settling in and.
Okay, I'm getting, you're saying you just moved, but I feel like you brought some emotional energy with you. And that emotional energy is going to sort of hold you back. You've got to release all of that, okay? Does that make sense? Because I'm getting in.
Well, it was stressful. The previous living arrangement was stressful. But I thought I dropped it.
Okay, I agree. But this is your time. You've got to surrender, And you've got to have faith that everything that you're wanting and needing is going to be provided to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, you know, like you walked into this beautiful energy, and it's the energy of peace, joy, gratitude, and fulfillment, okay?
Right.
So what I'm getting for you, this is a time where anything is possible, and everything that you're, you know, wanting is within your reach. Okay, and I do feel like everything is, you know, going to work out for you. So you've got to stay positive. If you have any fears or worries, turn them over to the angels. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. All is well is what I'm getting for you. And just like the last caller, I see so many beautiful signs from the angels and from loved ones to let you know that they are with you. They are with you. They're supporting you, and they're saying, We're going to walk with you. You're going into a time of amazing healing as well. Okay.
Yeah, because I took a big risk. Like this move was like a fool, like the fool card. This move was a big leap. So
okay,
it's great to hear all that.
Yeah, I'm getting, you know, all is well. Please don't, you know, don't unpack all the worries and the anxiety and the fear. Let it go, okay?
Uh-huh.
Just let it go. Because when you look at the word fear, when I said fear, if you looked at it, fear means false evidence appearing real, okay?
Yeah.
False evidence appearing real. So it's an illusion, okay? And you're going to do amazing things. Okay, so this is your time to let go of those limiting beliefs and go forward and know that you deserve the very best that life has to offer, Anne. I'm going to turn you over to Mary, and I thank you for calling in, hon. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hi, Anne. So I picked the Ask Your Guides deck, and the card that jumped out for you was creativity, and it's patience, practice, reevaluation, and assessment. So your creativity guides are advising you that there's no way to avoid risk if you wish to live a creative life. Stop worrying about making right and wrong choices and view all of them as creative opportunities. It's so true. Be glad you have the freedom to make choices at all and realize that no matter what you choose, you create something. If you don't like the result, then simply go back to the drawing board and make new and hopefully better choices. Your creativity guides remind you not to look at life in terms of black and white, me against you, all or nothing. You're a creative spirit regardless of what else is going on in your life. Assess your creations with appreciation and respect, whether good, bad, or indifferent. They all reflect your creativity. Celebrate everything you enjoy and don't fret over the rest. See your less desirable creations as interesting rough drafts and follow your creativity guide's advice. Go back to the drawing board. So that's beautiful.
Yeah,
so that's the
message
that I have for you, and I think they're really great messages. So use your creativity. Whether it's through painting, music, you know, dancing, anything, it is.
Yeah, that's what I want different in my next job, is to use that.
Yeah.
So that's great.
That's awesome. Well, good luck, Ian, and make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything goes. Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much for keeping
Thank you
friends.
For calling.
Didn't want more. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Beautiful,
wow, what a beautiful
Mary.
Show.
Yes.
It went by so fast.
And it was so neat. You know what? It may have been an hour, but it was an amazing hour with beautiful messages and, you know, hope.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I'm so glad. And what I did was I took down the callers so next week we can pick them up first.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a great show.
And to wish all our callers a happy Easter.
Yes.
My goodness, I can't believe that, you know, it's almost Easter. How amazing.
Yes, happy Easter. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Happy holidays, everyone. God bless.
Oh, yes. And
we'll
positive. You know, the angels are saying, please, everyone, you've got to stay positive. You know, and that positivity really does make a difference.
Yes, it does.
Truly,
it really
does, because that energy really helps us to manifest what we're, you know, wanting to create. And as Mary did earlier, you know, get outside for a little bit, you know, connect with Gaia, Mother Earth, and it's just, there's nothing like it, right, Mary?
Yeah, nothing like it. And it's just so amazing to connect with Mother Earth and even your guides and your guardian angels. Yeah, so amazing.
That's like a form of therapy. It really helps to clear your energy.
It is.
And, you know, you put the intentions, you know, out there as you're walking, and everything is so much more magnified.
Yeah.
So it's really, really beautiful. Yeah. Well, we thank you, Mary, for turning. My goodness, it was so nice to connect. And we wish everyone again a happy Easter, and we will be back next Wednesday.
Yeah. See you next Wednesday, everyone.
Take care now.
Love you,
bye.
Bye.
Love you too,
thank
honey.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.